This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
By the way, I get a little frustrated with the offensive coaching staff. We saw this in 2022. I feel like we saw it again yesterday. It's like they run the same plays even when they have a backup quarterback. I find that
they
weird.
They have the same plays in, like, they're prioritized in the game plan.
I don't like that.
And
I don't like it.
Yeah, they don't really fit his skill set as well as they need to, but you can't really blame them. I mean, they prepared all the way up to and into the game with Jalen Hurts under center.
But you've also had 4 months and really six or seven months, you want to go back to the summer, to prepare for what if Jalen is injured?
Plays. No matter how prepared you are, you don't have plays up
but you could.
This week.
But you could.
You don't. You just
but you could.
Have the plays up that are specific to Jalen.
Kenny Pickett gets zero reps during the week. Zero with the first team. Like, zero. They don't give backup quarterbacks reps with the first team. Like, he's coming in cold. He can't. They can't practice a different offense, is the point. When are they going to do it if the first team can't rep with him?
You just have different plays. I mean,
but it's not that simple. You have to practice plays. You don't just go out and run plays.
I'm serious. I mean, why do I have to have him?
If they have a week off this week, they could play. They could have a game plan for Kenny, but they can't.
They've had months. They've had months.
That's not the way it works, though.
Yeah,
like,
but
maybe teams should spend more time with backup quarterbacks and have a plan for them,
like,
but they don't.
Okay, don't like it. All right, so look, your phone calls on all this. 215.
What you're asking is unreasonable.
Okay, well, we'll see what people think.
But it's frustrating to watch it play out. That's the problem.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah,
I mean,
it sucks.
I don't
know why
when the backup guy that's got no legs, like Minshew 2 years ago and this guy now, has to go in there and run read option plays where he's obviously not going to keep it. Like, what's the point?
Look, we'll probably never find out what CJGJ said the first time or the second time. I mean, it better have been something extreme.
Your mama?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. It better have been something extreme for him to get tossed. So, but, all right. Let's go to the phones. Your reaction to it all. And how much it matters. That's the other thing. Because I don't think it really matters that much. Which is good news. All right, let's kick it off with Tom this morning. Tom, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Joe. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year to you and everyone at the morning show.
Thank you,
I really appreciate you letting me in here, man.
Of course.
Hey, you know, it might not mean nothing, but I promise you it meant something yesterday to me because I was terribly frustrated during that game and after that game. And 14 hours later, I probably slept maybe 1 or 2 hours because I don't know, man. You know, that maybe in the long run they can channel it, what Sirianni likes to do, the negativity, and turn it into a positive. But
sure,
if you're going to put, there was 1,000 things you could have pointed at yesterday. There's enough blame to go around. Penalties, undisciplined, the defense, 22 points in the fourth quarter. But the one thing that burned my ass more than anything, the beginning, I believe, of the second quarter, Pickett comes in there, nice, takes him down the field, makes it 21-7. The Eagles recover a turnover. And then he goes in there, and Kellen Moore, you got Saquon Barkley and Gainwell, and you're going to go ahead and pass the ball on first down and the interception. Well, that was a big surprise. What are they kidding me, Joe?
Well, look, I mean, you're not going to run the ball every play the rest of the game. Pickett had some nice passes the prior series. I think he connected with A.J. 3 times. You know, he's competent. Like, he's not a total disaster. So, no, I can't tell you. It's funny, man. Tom, of everything in that game, what bothered me the least. No, I didn't like the interception. Okay, I wish he had seen it better.
So Kenny Pickett is not supposed to run. He's not supposed to pass. He's just supposed to be the handoff guy, exclusively handoff.
I mean, Tom, you're not going to hand it off the next 60 times in the game.
I'm saying that you're going to go ahead and throw on first down. I mean, you can't hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley or Gainwell on first down. And
just know this for what it's worth, Tom. From after Saquon's 68-yard run, I think it was, He didn't get anything going the rest of the game.
41 yards on 22 carries.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
Yeah, I mean, they were literally, that's knew that all they had to do was stop it.
So
they gave him 22 carries. I mean, that's a lot of carries,
and
man.
And they gave him 29
after the 100 whatever yards already is my point.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tom, I think you're barking up the wrong tree there. By the way, quarterback-wise, quick question. Tom, thanks for the call. I assume they got to sign a quarterback, right?
Probably.
So we looked
depending
it up
on Pickett, yeah.
Well, we looked it up this morning. There is no four-string quarterback. So, like, even if Pickett, okay, let's say Hurts doesn't play, which I would say is the likely scenario. Typically this year, when an Eagles player suffers a concussion, he normally doesn't play the next week. Now we'll see what happens here. But normally,
I don't remember that.
No, it's true.
All across the NFL, really. It's only a couple instances of players who played after concussion.
Yeah, Ertz had a concussion last week, played this week.
Yeah, but that's been on the rare side. So so think of it this way, John. Let's say Hurts doesn't play. Let's say Pickett does. Pickett's your starter. Tanner McKee's your backup. You want to have at least a third string to be able to activate a guy if two guys get injured. So on that basis alone, you would need a third quarterback, someone to be signed. Then there's the God forbid scenario that Pickett can't play with his ribs. If that happened, you'd have to sign two different quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So just tuck that one away for the next, 2 days or something, because, Sirianni might, Howie might have to get busy here with signing some dudes. Let's go to Tom in Deptford. Tom, good morning.
And listen, guys, I don't want to go to everybody. All because your franchise quarterback can't slide. Are you kidding me?
That's not fair.
And Joe, don't tell me it don't matter. You want to know why it matters, Joe? Because you might see that team. And guess what? They now have confidence against us. Because they were one or two possessions from almost beating us the first time. I don't care what anybody says. Here's the other thing is, you're supposed to be this great CEO of a coach, and you're allowing your team for the second week, you allowed a defensive line coach to get in your face. He's got no control. I always said it. He's not in control. We know who runs the team. We know it's Howie. And you know what? The players see it.
Well, hold on. Which incident are you saying? Because I don't know if a defensive line coach getting in his face yesterday. What are you talking about?
Not yesterday, last week. The defensive line got right.
It was a contentious moment where the head coach.
Well, you know what? I would never let it happen. And you know what? He's allowing the defensive line coach to allow the defensive line to be again for the second week. That was a costly penalty.
Well, of course it was. But also, Tom.
I am a bit worried with the Williams. Lack of discipline.
Yeah, but Tom, some of those penalties were bogus, man. I mean, the refs were a disaster yesterday. Both ways, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Lattimore was getting...
That was absurd.
Between Lattimore and late hit when guys get breathed on, I mean, come on.
Guess what? They're looking for it now. They're looking for it now because they know the Eagles' defensive line is over-aggressive.
Maybe.
That is a maybe. Yeah, that could be a maybe.
And they do need to factor that in.
Every possession counted in that game. Everyone. And if you're going to stand there and tell me it don't matter, it matters.
But, Tom, let me just say – no, hold on, Tom. I want to address your overall arching point about Sirianni.
He's got no control.
Here we go. Hold on. Here we go.
He don't run it.
Hold on! 12-3, and they lost a game in which the starting quarterback got knocked out early, and they barely lost.
First quarter.
And it ended a 10-game winning streak. Can the guy get, like, a reprieve from you at all?
Yeah, he can get a reprieve from me when he won the Super Bowl when he got out, coach. Okay? I don't think – what happened last year? That was a microcosm.
Well, it was a disaster. I know, but what about this year?
Well, you got to win that game.
Well, here's the thing. But here's the thing. You don't have to.
It was sloppy
I'd like them to win the game.
This happens this time of year, man. And it's infuriating. And it continues to happen.
I love to blame the coach all the time. Devontae Smith is a star receiver.
Catches the
ball. The game's probably won.
I totally agree.
And they had their backup quarter. If Jalen plays, they win. Yeah. They're up 14-0 in the first quarter with Jalen. It's over. The game is over. And, this is nonsense.
And also, there's this. They're not actually a machine. Okay? Like, things
they're
happen.
They're human beings, and they're fallible. Yes. What a shock.
Come on, man. They're 12-3.